Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Yeah, you know what, man? Well, I can tell you this. This is the first time that we've been on 96.5 The Fan. I've heard that open, and I haven't been bothered by the way the voice guy says my last name. We all know the movie Dumb and Dumber. Right? We all remember when Lloyd Christmas sees his buddy stepping out with his girl, and he mimes, throwing up, he's gagging, he's so sick that he wants to throw up. There's just nothing there. That's a sneak peek of my vantage point of that eighth inning. Welcome on in. Royals lose 6-3. It was a fun game until it wasn't. I really don't know how I'm supposed to talk about this game, how we're supposed to have an in-depth post-game show after this defeat, when there's so much uncertainty. I've learned in my years in this role, well, I've gathered in the 12 years I've been in this role, I've gathered that you shouldn't overreact on a post-game show when the injury is still to be determined. The severity of the injury is still to be determined. Especially with Salvador Perez. When Salvi's banged up and it looks like, oh, it's a wrap for the big fella, he's normally back in the lineup in the next 24 or 48 hours. So you know what? Maybe Salvi's the one that's taught me that. Oh, my God. See? Oh, boy. I mean, if Vinny is hurt long-term, if Lucas Erceg is hurt long-term, again, it's silly of me to assume. It's silly to get too worked up, right? I mean, I'm asking you. Because if Vinny is hurt long-term, if Lucas Erceg is hurt long-term, Mac Quatrero just told you, they're both getting x-rays on their hands. Oh, man. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk through it. 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Man, there were going to be so many moments in this game that were dissectable. And really, there still are. Even throughout that four-run, back-breaking eighth inning. Boy, oh boy. I hate speculating, because if it turns out that, you know, Lucas and Vinny, that each of them were a little panicked out there, that sure, they're hurt, but maybe it's not severe. I don't want to overreact and send you off the ledge, even though I might lead you off the edge by the end of this show tonight. If Vinny's hurt long-term, if Lucas Erceg's hurt long-term, cancel Christmas, my friends. You want to know where I'm at right now? And honestly, it has nothing to do with the loss. Yeah, 6-3 loss, okay, you weren't going to take all four games in Houston. I mean, I can't believe it's not the loss that has me down, especially when you gift-wrapped all six runs. I mean, you can make a case. Okay, five of the six runs. You can make a case that five of Houston's six runs tonight were gift-wrapped. Now, that's what I should be bothered by. The loss is what I should be bothered by, but it's not, man. It's the idea of being without a guy that is one of the best run producers in the game. The other guy, of course, the one reliever that you currently trust in that bullpen. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. Again, 913-586-7965. Now, we could talk. We could get into the X's and O's if you want. We could talk about John Schreiber walking in the game-winning run. That's always tough to stomach. I'm sure no one's having a more difficult time digesting it than Schreiber himself. But boy, oh boy, he was ahead of that DiCenzo kid. 1-2. Bases loaded. Two outs. You know, the old man in me is screaming, just throw it across the dish and let your defense do the work. But a third straight sweeper out of the zone walks in. Yiner Diaz. Houston goes ahead for three. Schreiber throws a sinker that splits the plate. It's down to Mauricio Dubon. It's down in the zone, but it splits the plate, and Dubon turns on it, rips it into left field, scoring two, and that's how we arrive at our 6-3 final score. But when I look at the nine runs scored tonight, you know, eight of the nine runs are gifts. Right? Even the three that the Royals put up, no doubt, Kyle Isbell deserves a gold star for that opposite field approach. Two pitches after nearly pulling a ball down the right field line for a grand slam. But you look at that seventh inning when the Royals score three. The inning starts with a Houston error. A one-out Houston error opens up the floodgates for the Royals' offense, sparked by the bottom of the lineup. The first two runs scored by the Houston Astros. A play where Bobby Witt Jr. bobbles the transfer and opens the door for a two-run fifth inning for the Astros. And then two errors, three walks. That turns into the final four runs for the Astros in that four-run eighth inning. So if you want to talk about the bullpen, if you want to put this one at the feet of John Schreiber, I'm seeing it right now on the text line, that's fine. You want to talk about a Royals defense that has now made nine errors in the first eight games of this riptide? Or do you want to mope? Because that's where I'm at tonight. With the uncertainty surrounding the right hand, right wrist of Vinny Pasquantino, the uncertainty surrounding the right hand of Lucas Ursig, is the uncertainty of the Kansas City Royals. Here's where I find myself now. For the first time all season, I'm watching the wild card. Tonight was the first time on my game notes, right? I tell you guys about my game notes every single night. My game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow, right? The game notes, oh baby. I love my game notes. My game notes haven't once featured the wild card race. Because you know where I stand. I'm solely focused on the division, solely focused on the Cleveland Guardians. Guardians not in action tonight, so the Royals lose a half game, now a game and a half off the pace of the front-running Cleveland Ball Club. But when I saw Vinny, you know, ghost white out there, in an immense amount of pain, when I saw him and Lucas Ursig walk off the field, actually, when I saw Matt Quatrero come out of the dugout to check on Ursig, but as he's walking to the mound to check on Ursig, he realizes that Vinny's in even more pain. And you know what? I guess I'll check on him. You check on Ursig. We'll meet back later. When I'm watching that, I promise you, I went right to the standings. Where do the Royals rank in the wild card race? Because I heard a lot of people spiking the football. I saw a lot of people spiking the football over the past 4, 5, 6 days. Assuming that the postseason was a foregone conclusion for us in Kansas City. You lose Vinny, you lose Lucas Ursig, I'll tell you this, that foregone conclusion is anything but. If you want to talk me back from the ledge, please do. I'm looking for it. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. Let's start off out in Waldo. Kyle, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. How you been, man?
I've been all right. So I just want to give a shout out to another smarter guy than I am, Kyle Isbell. I mean, what a hit. And you know, three runs there in the seventh, I believe. That was awesome. But, you know, I am worried about Vinny, like you. losing a 100 RBI guy, that is going to hurt. And Ursek, why the hell did he do that? I mean,
I have no idea. Yeah, he's an athlete. Yeah, it's tough.
It's got to be a smart move, but man, that hurts losing Benny and Ursek in one play.
It's unbelievable.
Hopefully, it doesn't last long. So
no
I'll
doubt.
Listen to your
no
thoughts
doubt.
Off the air.
Yeah, Kyle, I appreciate it. Glad you mentioned Kyle Isbell. He deserves another mention. Izzy's having a nice little 3-week stretch here. Hitting 300 over the course of the past 3 weeks with 7 extra base hits. Izzy responsible for all 3 Royals runs. 2 outs, opposite field, 3-run bases clearing double from the Royals center fielder. Yeah, listen. And maybe I'm wrong. Again, I'm not trying to present myself as if I know everything. But it's so much more than losing just a 100 RBI guy. This team's on pace to win 90 games, and Vinny Pasquantino's been hitting third for that team basically all season. You can't replace that. Shoot. You haven't even been able to replace Hunter Renfro, and that's not meant as a knock on Renfro. I'm saying the loss of Hunter Renfro has been felt over the past week. He can't get back soon enough. Trotting Blanco and Frazier and Hampson out there in right field. Man, you better get Renfro back for this homestand starting up on Monday. You lose Vinny? Okay. All right, Salvi, sure. Freddie, sure. Okay. Salvi and Freddie were already carrying a lot this season, a lot of the offensive responsibilities, right? So it's not as if you lose Vinny and, oh, well, Freddie just plays more. Freddie's already playing a lot. Salvi's already required to play at an all-star level. You lose Vinny, you can't replace it. I'm sorry, you can't. Vinny's hitting .296 since the All-Star break with an OPS near .850. You haven't been able to replace Hunter Renfro. There's no way you're going to be able to replace Vinny Pasquantino. Now, let's hope you don't have to. Right? Let's hope you don't have to. Royals lose 6-3. Let's go to Travis in Independence. Travis, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Baron. Good night, man. How are you?
I'm all right.
I know. I hear you, Coach. Well, it's, if Vinny can't come back, and then you also lose Ursay, is it almost? It kind of sucks that you're gonna have to kind of turn to Bobby and go, "Hey, we need Superman, right?" And just pile.
No, he's already Superman. He's already Superman.
Right? I called him the Freak last time I called in because I don't know any other way to describe him now.
It's a good
but
way.
Does he have the Pat Mahomes factor where it's like, well? And he just does something different. I mean, but dang, I think I got a seatbelt up because, man, a little bit of the old gut punch hit me tonight when I saw a kind of a mini meltdown, a catastrophic meltdown from a few players that shouldn't have.
Like what? I don't know what you mean, meltdown. I saw the injuries, and
like,
yeah, that made me meltdown.
Well, because I think, you know, and I think they were talking about on air also, but it's hard for a pitcher to let that ball go. And, you know, it could be different.
Especially
but
when you're a former position player and maybe, you know, your entire life you've charged that ball barehanded and made the throw.
Yeah. And
getting
that
shot
again, I bet he does it. Okay. I bet he makes the play. But then it turns into Vinny getting hurt and dead. God, there's the RBI, you know.
Sure, I got what you mean. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I went the wrong way around it, but I appreciate you, bud.
Yeah, listen, appreciate – thank you for the phone call. Appreciate you. Yeah, a meltdown. And to be honest with you, that sort of meltdown, and I'm using air quotes, the pitcher gets a line drive or a one-hopper smacked right back at him, and they, you know, they're holding their breath, they're panicking, they're trying to collect the ball real quick and make a strong throw to first. You know, they never set their feet. I don't know if you guys feel the same, but whenever that dribbler is hit back to the pitcher, I'm normally in the press box screaming, slow down, take your time, set your feet, take a deep breath. I mean, how many times have you seen the pitcher airmail that ball to first base? It's once every 3 days you see that happen. Once every 3 games you see that happen. It's always frustrating, especially when it's a veteran. Now, Lucas Ursig, not a vet. But 94 miles per hour? For those that missed it, Yainer Diaz, the Astros catcher, first pitch that he sees from Ursig, he hits it right back at him, right back up the middle. Ursig tries to barehand it. It's a one-hopper, 94 miles per hour is the exit velocity, so it hits the grass once, and Ursig tries to barehand it. And it, you know, smacks off his hand and hits the dirt. He picks it up and throws wild to first to Vinny. Vinny tries to make the catch and swipe tag the base runner. And in that swipe tag, he didn't have the ball and hurt his wrist or hand. Or he hurt something on that right arm. And boy, oh boy, did he look panicked. Panicked by the pain, maybe by the injury, maybe by his own mind of what this could mean, how this could rob him of the final 27 games of the season. So just like that, what could have been an inning-ending double play, because if Ursig doesn't touch that, that ball's going to ground right to Adam Frazier. He's going to step on the second base bag, throw to first, and finish off that eighth inning. Ursig's going to get through the eighth inning unscathed. Royals are going to get to the ninth inning, leading this game 3-2. But yeah, Ursig tries to make the play, and unfortunately could have ruined the season, to be quite honest with you. Ruined his season, ruined Vinny's season, and maybe ruined the Royals season. As far as Bobby going to another level, man, he's hitting .397 since the All-Star break. He's hitting .344 for the season. He's already at an MVP level. I'm not asking anything more from Bobby. Now I need him to maintain these MVP numbers. But I don't know what the next level looks like. We can't really think he's going to go, hit .450 for another month like he did the previous month. Well, maybe he can. Who knows? Royals lose 6-3. We're all heartbroken. I mean, heartbroken. Get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass, to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome to your new home for Royals baseball.
Salvi swings, and it's a high fly ball, left field and deep. Back goes Hayes. It is gone! And the 2-2 to Bobby. Swing and a fly ball, center field and deep. Back goes Rojas. It is gone. A line drive home run to straightaway center field.
Welcome to 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, here I am. 6-3 Royals drop game one in Houston. I would love to talk about the game. I would love to talk about the performance of Brady Singer, who, if you listen to the On Deck show, you heard the challenge put forth by Bob Fesco this morning, telling Brady, hey, if you want to be in this playoff rotation, at least for that first round, if the Royals make it to the wild card round, that best of three series where it's 3 days in a row, I thought Fesco made a very good point. There's no guarantee that Singer's even on that playoff roster. Go out there and prove against a good team that you can hold your own. And Brady Singer did just that. Six innings of two-run baseball on five hits. He struck out six. He walked only one, and that one walk was the final batter that he faced. He came out in the seventh inning at 96 pitches, walked the first guy that he faced, and then he left the game. He was replaced by Chris Bubich. How about the job done tonight by the lefty? Three up, three down, a pair of punch outs, and he makes sure that leadoff walk issued by Singer in the seventh doesn't come around and tie the game up. Yeah, Royals led 3-2 at the end of seven innings. Four runs come in to score in the eighth, and the Royals lose this one, 6-3, the final score. But even the two runs that Singer gave up, if Bobby makes the play, if he's able to do what I've seen him do dozens of times this season, and that is make a nice play in the hole, quick transfer and a strong throw to first, I think he would have nabbed Jeremy Peña at first base. And instead of a two-run fifth inning for the Astros, it's a one-run fifth inning, and who knows how this game turns out. But once again, the defense just not as sharp as it needed to be. Brady Singer certainly was. He does not factor in the decision. Lucas Ursek takes the loss, his second loss in as many days. All right, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Again, Royals lose 6-3. I'd love to dive into the X's and O's, but I have a feeling what's on your mind is what's on my mind, and that is the health of Vinny Pasquantino and Lucas Ursek. Let's go to Brandon, who's out in Pittsburgh. Brandon, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, bud. I would love to sit here and talk you off the ledge, but guess what? I'm right here on the ledge with you. No. This last week's been like professional gambler in Vegas. I mean, one day I'll win $10,000, the next day I'll lose 20. It's one step forward, two steps back, seems like to me. And then, you know, our defense have one of the best in the league, and back-to-back days kind of making little league errors, I feel like. But I guess my question to you is, Vern, in worst-case scenario, if Vinny is gone for the year or a couple weeks or whatever, I mean, I don't know the farm system that good. What's the plan to move Salvi to first and have Freddie catch all year, or is there someone we can bring up? I guess that's
Prado. I mean, you have Prado down there. He's on the 40-man roster. That's an option. But yeah, I think Salvi becomes your everyday first baseman. Freddie Fermin becomes the, you know, as I say that, no, you need to bring up another catcher.
Yeah, exactly.
You would need to bring up the Nola kid, Aaron Nola, Austin Nola.
Okay.
That would be the move. Yeah, and Salvi would take over at first base. Freddie's your catcher. And I guess Nola's your backup. Thanks for the phone call. I'm just struggling to find the silver lining. I see you guys on the text line. Lord knows I appreciate it. Yeah, see, like this, from the 816. I'll tell you what, Vern. Right now is when you see the mettle of this team. If they can pull their heads up after something like what happened yesterday in Cleveland and then the disaster of tonight, and they can find their way into the playoffs, they've certainly done a heck of a job. Well, they've... Again, it's just all so... I can't really answer that until I understand the severity of Vinny's injury. Because if Vinny's out for any length of time, like if Vinny goes on the IL and this team still makes the playoffs, it is more miraculous than it already is. And again, the Royals right now are on pace for the greatest turnaround in baseball history. So that's already historic. If you do that while losing, let's get real here. Michael Lorenzen's already on the shelf, right? So Alec Marsh already, and Daniel Lynch and these guys, someone already needs to step up in a big way down the stretch. Hunter Harvey is still hurt. Now, thankfully, James MacArthur's looked better. Chris Bubich got the job done tonight. You feel good about Sam Long. But that Hunter Harvey absence, that's someone you were really banking on down the stretch. You were really banking on for right now, for this 20-game stretch against only playoff teams. We've coined it the Riptide here on the post-game show. And we called it the Riptide because it has the strength to take this team under and drown their postseason hopes. That's how good these teams are. Now, three more against this Astros ball club. And then three with Cleveland, three with the Twins, three in the Bronx against the Yankees. A 20-game stretch all against playoff teams. Yeah, it has the strength to take this team out of the race, out of the wild card. Well, not out of the wild card race, but it has the chance to take them out of the possession of a wild card spot like they currently have. Royals still 5.5 games up on Boston, 6.5 in front of Seattle for that final wild card spot. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. To lose a guy like Vinny Pasquantino and overcome that, I think it'll say more than just something about their mettle. It'll say something about MJ Melendez or Paul DeJong or Michael Massey or Freddie Fermin or Mikel Garcia, because two or three of those guys will have to play at a level consistently that we haven't seen them perform at, maybe ever, and in Paul DeJong's case, in years. Not only that, but Reagans, Lugo, Singer are all going to have to lock it back in. Singer did that tonight. He saw his ERA go down to 3.36. Singer's ERA is still top 20 in Major League Baseball. I appreciate you guys trying to pick me up on the text line. Keep them coming. 913-586-7965. One more thing. If these injuries are serious, if you're without Vinny and Urseg for a long time, to go along with already being without Renfro and Lorenzen and Harvey, I don't think it's fair to say, all right, Royals, now what do you have? Maybe I'm underestimating this team, but if you lose your best reliever and your second or third best hitter, and expect next man up, I just don't think that's reasonable, to be quite honest with you. All right, let's go to Ryan in Overland Park. Ryan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Ryan, I appreciate you hanging on, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Appreciate it, man. I just want to tell you, I've been listening to you for years, and I think you do an incredible job. So, Thanks, man. I just want to say I appreciate what you do, and I think you're one of the best in the business. So,
hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I guess while I've been waiting on hold, you kind of answered kind of what I'm thinking, but like worst case scenario, do you think this can realistically take us out of the playoff picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. If it's serious, if it's something more than we're going to give Vinny a few days off, we're going to stay away from Urseg for the weekend, and we'll see where they're at coming up on Monday. If it's anything more than that, you know, 15 days without Urseg, 10 days without Vinny Pasquantino, I don't think it's enough just because 27 games remaining, 5.5 up on Boston. I don't think it's enough to take them out of the wild card race, right? Yeah, so I guess I did address this. We'll be able to, you and I, Royals fans everywhere, I think no matter what, and knock on wood, because God knows they're testing us right now. But I would believe that you and I are going to be able to follow Royals baseball up until the final week of the season while looking at the standings. I can't imagine we'll get to a point where, you know, they're out of it. Let's just watch the Royals game and see how Bobby finishes. But they're out of the race. I don't see that happening. Now, they could miss the playoffs. Yes, I could see that happening. You know, them losing on a tiebreaker to the Boston Red Sox. Yeah, I could see that. I guess Seattle could get hot. You never want to count a team out that has such a quality rotation. But to lose your number five starter, your second or third best reliever, your second or third best hitter, your closer, and one of your most veteran bats all during this 20-game stretch, yeah, that's a lot to overcome. I mean, it was 4 hours ago I was on this station lamenting the loss of Hunter Renfroe, and boy, it sure is glaring when you're without a thumper like Renfroe and you're trying to trot Hampson and Blanco and Frazier as your right fielders. Boy, does this team miss Hunter Renfroe. Now, that was just a few hours ago, and we're talking about a guy that's hitting fifth or sixth. A guy that's on that carousel with MJ and DeJong and Massey as far as who's going to be that fourth bat. Renfroe on occasion would play the role of the fourth bat. You lose Vinny, and it's not a bat that you're losing. It's a presence. Pasquantino hitting .360 this season with runners in scoring position. It's top three in baseball. Guy's driven in 30 runs in his last 28 games. Nobody in baseball's driven in more runs in that time frame than Vinny Pasquantino. You can't replace that. Nobody can replace that. There's not a team in baseball that they can't replace Aaron Judge or Jose Ramirez. And you can't replace Vinny Pasquantino. I'm sorry. Let's go to Josh in Kansas City. Josh, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Royals lose 6-3. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, longtime listeners, maybe my second time calling.
Good to have you.
Yeah. Hey, I work out there at Kauffman. If you ever make it up to view level sometime, come by and say hi. But wanted to give a shout out to, I know Isbell probably doesn't get a lot of credit, but man, that clutch double he got tonight was great. I might have missed it on waiting on hold, but if this injury to Vinny's serious, who do you think they would maybe call up
I think it's a catcher. I think you need to call up a catcher because Salvi's going to become the everyday first baseman, and Freddie, I think, becomes the everyday catcher.
Okay.
That's what I think. Yeah, that, I mean, appreciate the phone call. That's what I think, but you're also losing your three-hole hitter. A terrific left-handed bat. So you look down at the minor leagues, left-handed options, Nick Prado, Drew Waters. But how can you call either one of them up if Salvi's at first base almost every day? I mean, Freddie can't catch every day. Salvi can play first base every day, sure, but you need to give Freddie a rest. We're not going to ask MJ Melendez to put the gear back on, are we? MJ, by the way, 0-for-3 today, but he did draw a walk and come around to score on that 3-run opposite field bases clearing double by Kyle Isbell that put the boys ahead 3-2 in the seventh. They would lose 6-3 as all hell broke loose in the eighth inning on one play. Lucas Erceg believed, and it looked like he had his inning-ending 4-3 double play, that the Royals were going to hang on to that one-run lead and take it to the ninth. But Erceg tried to make a barehanded play, hurt his hand, picks the ball up, throws wild to first, and on that play, Vinny hurts his hand. They both leave the game. Vinny looked distraught. Erceg looked as if the adrenaline was starting to wear off, and yeah, man, these fingers hurt. Not good. Not good, because if either one, if they're both hurt for an extended period of time, yes, indeed, cancel Christmas. Cancel Christmas, but hold on tight, because we don't have anywhere else to go. 27 games to go, and you fight like hell with, I don't even want to imagine what that lineup looks like. I'm just going to continue to imagine Vinny Pasquantino in this lineup tomorrow. Well, you know what? Vinny's going to need tomorrow and the next day off anyway, right? A lefty in Framber Valdez and then another lefty in Yusei Kikuchi. Man, let's hope Vinny's back by Sunday, huh? Let's hope Vinny's back by Sunday. Let's go to Ryan in Overland Park. Oh, we already did. Let's go to Tom in Kansas City. Ryan, it was great hearing from you. I just wanted more from you. Tom in Kansas City, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I honestly, I was working a high school football game. And
where at?
I missed, up in Park Hill. They were playing down south.
Nice.
But they're playing Grandview. And anyway, you know, we were kind of half falling because, you know, they had a pretty solid lead. And so we were following the game. And I just was curious, what was the feeling bringing Ursig on in the eighth? You know, I get you got a one-run lead. You want to protect it. But
Top of the lineup. Altuve, Yordan Alvarez.
Okay.
The big bats right there. That was the save right there.
Yep. Okay, I got it. So, because I was wondering, MacArthur had had a day's rest. Ursig had pitched a tough, you know, inning the day before. And so, I don't know. I was just, like, wondering why bring it. But it was the top of the lineup. Okay, that's what I missed. I missed that part. Okay.
No problem. Thanks.
That's all I had.
Well, I appreciate you turning to us to get your answers. Thank you very much. Yeah, each and every game day right here, 96.5 The Fan. Not only do I have you covered after the game, you can listen to the show if you ever miss it via the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcasts. Just search All Things Vern if you ever miss the postgame show. And then 1 hour before first pitch every game day, I give you a chance to win Royals tickets. I'll do it tomorrow beginning at 6 o'clock with the On Deck show. I have two tickets to Wednesday's game. Royals Guardians, the series finale, Seth Lugo set to make the start. Hopefully Vinny Pasquantino in the lineup, and hopefully Lucas Ursig in the bullpen. Yeah, eighth inning, Royals lead 3-2. Royals had an opportunity in the top half of the eighth. You know, if Vinny and Ursig hadn't got hurt, maybe I'm making a bigger deal about that leadoff error in the eighth inning. Michael Massey reaches on a Jose Altuve error, and the back-and-forth defensive miscue game continued, but Bobby Witt Jr. hits a ground ball up the middle right to Altuve, and he steps on the bag to start a 4-3 double play. Now, the story of this game prior to the injuries was each team giving the other team opportunities to pounce. Royals gave and Bobby Witt Jr. gave the Astros the chance in the fifth, and they pounced for two runs. Jeremy Peña gave the Royals the chance in the seventh, and they pounced for three. And then in the eighth inning, a walk from Ursig, an error by Ursig, helped open the door to a four-run Astros eighth and a 6-3 Houston victory. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Same number for our text line, 913-586-7965. Caleb from Kansas City writes in, Vern, I haven't been this sad from sports since the Bengals playoff loss. I'm straight up devastated. Caleb, I'm not far behind you, man. I am just holding out hope that whatever magic has coursed through the veins of Salvador Perez for the past dozen years to where you're assured he's done. Season over. Chesler Cuthbert broke his hip. Salvi's... Oh, no, he's going to be back in there tomorrow? Okay. I've seen Salvi do it so many times. Alcides Escobar, I saw him do it countless times. Where you're like, oh, well, he just broke his leg. But he wants to play? Okay, all right, he's fine. Let's hope that's the case for Vinny. Let's hope that's the case for Lucas Ursig. Raj in the Ozarks, survival mode is engaged. Yeah, that's well put. I'll tell you what, guys like Seth Lugo, who pitches tomorrow, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., You know, the leaders of this team are not going to be hanging their heads. They will have that attitude of next man up. But I'm not in the clubhouse like that. And I ain't brothers with these dudes. I don't see it the same way. No, man, I'm crestfallen. I am just hoping for the best, bracing for the worst. Karen in Independence writes in that she's still behind the boys in blue 100%, but it's so tough to stomach when you go from all the hope in the world to heartache in just 9 innings. Karen, that's well said. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Tim in Overland Park. Tim, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern, for taking my call. It's quite the different change in feeling the last couple of days, especially with the injuries tonight. It kind of reminds me of a couple of years ago when we had that pop fly down the left field line Alex Gordon and Moustakas ran into each other, and that was the season. But as we've seen all this year, this team's resilient. But I just got a question for you. You kind of didn't want to look ahead, but who would you be batting in the third slot in the next couple of games if Vinny is out?
Salvi. Just bump Salvi up.
You just bump Salvi up? So who do you slide to Salvi's spot?
Probably, you know, depending on the matchup. So I guess tomorrow it's Framber Valdez. I'm going Garcia into Bobby into Salvi. Probably, I don't know the splits of Valdez, but I'm guessing I'm going Paul DeJong in the cleanup spot.
Yeah, I think DeJong's a good spot, a good person to move into that, especially with how he's been hitting recently. But again, just crestfallen, but we just got to push through it and make it happen.
Yeah, but let's hope so. Tim, I appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, you're right. 27 games left to play, a majority of them against very good teams with very good pitching. Vinny Pasquantino does very well against very good pitching. I mean, we just heard Buck Showalter go on about this earlier today on the On Deck Show, about how many people look down upon the RBI. You know what? I'll let them explain it coming up in a moment. We'll get back to your phone calls as well. Royals drop game one in Houston, 6-3, but that's the furthest thing from the story tonight. Quick timeout. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's postgame show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass, to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Bases loaded, two down, one ball, two strikes on Isbell. Now the pitch, and a slider, fly ball, down the left field line. Gamble is on the run. Will he get there? He won't. It drops in fair, rattles around in the corner. One run is in, two runs are in. Garcia scores, three runs are in. It's a two-run opposite field double off the bat of Kyle Isbell, and the Royals take a 3-2 lead.
Oh, baby, that's a great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. Kyle Isbell with two outs as the Astros open the door with a one-out error, and the Royals make them pay. The one-out error comes again. Houston leads this game 2-0 going into that top of the seventh inning. Salvador Perez grounds one to shortstop Jeremy Pena. And he knows it's Salvi. He knows he has all day. So in my opinion, Pena, the former World Series MVP, was hot-dogging it a little bit. Charging in, could have set his feet and received the ball and made a nice strong throw, but he decides to charge it and try to pick it on the run, and he missed it. And Salvi reaches. Paul DeJong then grounds into what should have been a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play, but he busts it down the line and makes sure that it's only one out. So with two outs and DeJong on first base, MJ Melendez draws a 7-pitch walk. And then Michael Garcia falls behind in the count 1-2, refuses to strike out, hits a ground ball to the left side. Astros third baseman receives the ball. It wasn't Alex Bregman. He was thrown out in the game because the home plate umpire is a touch soft. So the backup third baseman backs up to receive the chopper off of the bat of Michael Garcia. And as Paul DeJong crosses his path, you know, crosses in front of the ball, it distracts what appears to be distracts the Astros third baseman. Makes him hesitate on the chopper off of the bat of Garcia. And you know Michael's speed. Michael burns it down the first baseline. Everybody's safe. Bases loaded. Two outs for Kyle Isbell. Izzy falls behind 1-2, but does a great job to stay back on the slider away from the hard-throwing right-hander Brian Abreu out of the Houston bullpen. Izzy waits back on the slider away. Shoots it to the opposite field against a shifted Astros outfield, and it bangs around in the left field corner for a while. All three runs come in to score, and the Royals go ahead 3-2. I mean, I'm sitting here shaking my head saying, these dudes have done it again. Just, you give them an inch, and like a good team, they're going to pounce. You open the door, they're going to kick it in. Oh, man. Just feeling so good. Bottom of the lineup getting it done. Everybody loves Kyle Isbell. To me, Izzy's one of the fan favorites. And outside of the obvious fan favorites, Bobby, Salvi, Kyle Isbell not far behind. So yeah, Royals up 3-2 there in the seventh inning, and they would maintain that 3-2 lead until the eighth. Bottom of the eighth inning, that's when it all went to hell in a handbasket, and Vinny Pasquantino and Lucas Urseg both leave on the same play, a play in which the Astros tie the game up at 3 apiece. Two pitches later, they go ahead. Rough game. Rough game. Well, I guess it wasn't 2 pitches later, it was 6 pitches later, because it was a bases-loaded walk issued by John Schreiber that sees a 3-3 game turn into a 4-3 Houston game. And then it balloons to 6-3. Tough one tonight. Royals fall back to 15 games above 500 and a game and a half off the pace of the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Central. All right, let's go to Oklahoma City. Talk with our buddy Brandon. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Brandon.
Justin, excuse me. I'm looking at the...
Okay.
I apologize. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Josh, man. I got.
You should have said it wrong, man.
I have, but it's good, it's good to talk to you. But, man, let me tell you. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight, and I went down there. I told him to put on the Royals game, and I sat down and watched it. You know, it was college football, man. And
so you're a pretty big deal in this B-dubs. You're going around telling them what to turn on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I said, yeah. I need the Royals game on, and it took about 15 minutes, but I got the Royals game on, man. But, you know, just, I just had to tell you, like, this is the first year I've gotten to listen to you, and I fell in love with this, bro. I think you're awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
My favorite. You are my favorite out of all the sports I listen to.
Well, you picked a good year. I mean, I certainly sound smarter when they're winning games. I don't know if you would have enjoyed it so much last year when I was – I was screaming about a 106 loss ball club.
It was a bad year last year, but I'm telling you, okay, Josh, just 2 days ago, we're tied for first, and I know, and I've been listening to a lot of the calls, and I can hear in your voice, so I'm here to pump you back up, man.
Let's do it.
I love my Royals. We love our Royals. I'm not giving up. I hope Vinny's not hurt. I mean, okay, about 3 days ago, you said, okay, outside of Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny, who's going to come up. And I'm seeing good things out of Michael, and I've seen good things out of Kyle. And there's some other players that's going to have to step up. Yeah, I mean, Hunter being out, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, Brady. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm optimistic about when this team gets in the playoffs. I mean, you had to pick me back up the other day.
Yeah, you're not picking me up right now. I'll tell you what, you're hemming and hawing a little bit. You don't sound convicted in what you're saying right now, Justin.
Well, no, I was a little concerned because I was like, man, you know, because Brady Singer gave up 11 hits. The next day, Seth Lugo gave up 11 hits, and I'm like, man, we give up 22 hits in the last two games.
Yeah.
Our starters, but
that was against Philly.
I'm not worried about that. And then what they said, they went out there and they beat the Guardians, and we were tied for first. And it's like, you know, one thing baseball.
That's all the past, though, Justin. I don't see what that does. What that does for me moving forward. You know, you had Vinny Pasquantino helping you out after that Phillies series, right? Vinny yesterday with his first career four-hit game. Justin, appreciate the phone call. It's a long night. We're all frustrated. I'm sorry for calling you, Brandon. Great point about Michael Garcia. He has looked good, especially of late. Garcia hitting .281 since the All-Star break. Tonight he stole his 33rd base of the season. That's top five in baseball. Michael also scored another run, his 83rd. That's top 15 in Major League Baseball. Bobby Witt Jr., of course, number one in the sport with runs scored. Bobby 0 for 4 tonight. His batting average falls to .344. That's still best in the game. He remains one of three players with an OPS north of 1,000. Our Wit Watch, following this 6-3 loss to the Astros, the Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. All right, let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. Let's run through these real quick. From the 816, Vern, I'll say this to try and talk you back from the ledge. You called this riptide, and you called this 20-game stretch a riptide. Well, this is now the chance for the vets on this team to sack up, and don't let the riptide pull you down no matter what. Okay. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that no matter what, they have 27 games to play. But who are these veterans that you're talking about? Salvi? Yeah, Salvi already is one of the most important players on the team. Salvi already must maintain an all-star level for this squad to track down Cleveland to get to the postseason. Waka, Lugo? Are those the veterans you're talking about that need to sack up? They've been balling all year. This team's not going anywhere without Waka, Lugo, and Salvi. That's with or without Vinny and Urseg. Even if they're here, Salvi, Lugo, and Waka need to be big. Who are these veterans you're talking about that need to pick it up? Paul DeJong? Yeah, Paul DeJong already needs to pick it up in the absence of Hunter Renfroe. So try again. Guys are not picking me up so far. I appreciate the attempt. It's falling well short. Scott in Phoenix is hoping for the best for both Vinny and Urseg. Rally Mantis giving some love to Chris Bubich. Bubich needs 14 pitches to retire the side and help Brady Singer. As Singer walked the first batter that he faced in the seventh inning, and then, yeah, Bubich came in and shut it down. Mike from Lawrence says, best outing by Brady Singer in several starts. Good time to be big time. Yeah, Brady Singer was terrific. Held the Astros 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Singer's now held opponents to a batting average of .208 this season with runners in scoring position. That's top five in the American League. Now, Singer was outstanding, gave up a first inning one out single to Yordan Alvarez. No shame in that. Glad you kept him in the park. No further damage. Singer then retires the side in order in the second inning, in the third inning, in the fourth inning. Strikes out Ben Gamble to start the fifth. And then Bobby can't make the proper transfer on a ground ball from Jeremy Pena, and he's safe with an infield knock. Back-to-back doubles, and it's 2-0 Houston Astros. Bobby makes that play. Only one run comes in to score. Brady comes out in the sixth inning, gives up a leadoff single again to Yordan Alvarez, but no further damage. He retires the next three in order. Brady was, I don't want to say sensational, but I don't think that's too far off base. Six innings of two-run baseball at the Juice Box against that lineup? Oh, that's impressive in my book. Brady Singer tonight with another quality start. That's his 12th on the season. Royals, 66th quality starts. Game number 135. Royals as a rotation still have a top three ERA. And the Royals rotation still has four of the top 25 ERAs in baseball. Seth Lugo's top 10. Reagan's and Singer are top 20. And Waka's in the top 25. Few more from the text line. 913-586-7965. Owen from Overland Park. Vern, we will make the wild card even if we go sub-500 the rest of the way. Boston still has to play 700 ball, and that's not happening since their schedule is every bit as brutal as ours. Okay. All right. You know, the whole even if we go sub-500, I mean, how sub are we talking? He says, Owen writes, do the math, Vern. Three games under the rest of the way and just see what Boston has to do. Three games under? I'll sign up for that right now. For the if you don't have Vinny and Ursing, for this team to go three games under from here on out, what that? That's 12 and 15? Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, if you want to look at it like that, Owen, that'd be terrific. Even with Vinny and Ursing, I would take 12 and 15 right now. But you don't have them. Yeah, again, yeah, listen, guys, I'm on social media too. I'm not active because it's a cesspool and it brings me down. But I saw you all on social media this past week acting as if the postseason is a foregone conclusion. Spike in the football and, oh, my God, if we do this, then Boston's got to do that. How long you been watching baseball? You know how many epic collapses I've already seen in my life? And I'm young. Younger. Well, not really younger than many, but I'm younger than a lot of people. I mean, epic collapses. I was there in Milwaukee when they gagged it away and they fired Ned Yost in a late season panic. I mean, you know, in Missouri, you saw, remember what the Cardinals have done. Multiple times over the past quarter century. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy for Boston to overcome a 5.5 game deficit with 27 to play, but it's not as difficult as some of you are making it out to be, especially when the Royals have three more against this Houston ball club, and then Cleveland, Minnesota, the Yankees, Braves are in there. Tigers right now would love to spoil the Royals season. And you're going to see Detroit. I appreciate what you're trying to do, Owen, but it's not working. Spike in St. Joe, obviously he's disappointed. Question from the 913 is, Vern, who do you see as the bigger loss, Pasquantino or Ursing? Well, I mean, I would say Pasquantino because he's out there every single day. But both Pasquantino and Ursing, to me, are one of the eight players on this team that are held to a different standard, that must perform at an all-star level if this team's going to win the division. Honestly, I think they need to perform at an all-star level for this team to make the playoffs. And those eight players were Bobby, Vinny, Salvi. Those were the three hitters. Ursing was the one reliever. And then the big four starters of Lugo, Reagans, Singer, and Waka. Those eight players must maintain the season statistics that they've put up over the first 4.5 months. Because if they regress, I don't know who's going to offset said regression. But to answer your question, yeah, I'll say Vinny is slightly more important than Lucas Ursing. Appreciate the phone call. Well, so now it's on Seth Lugo. See what Seth Lugo can do tomorrow when he takes on a, golly, a formidable opponent in Framber Valdez. Lugo, Valdez, two of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. Well, Valdez has been one of the best pitchers in baseball for the past half decade. Seth Lugo has been one of the best pitchers in baseball so far in 2024. So those two match up coming up tomorrow, 7:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. Julio Sanchez working with us back at the studio. I went back and looked, man. It's been since May 10th. Now I know I'm never going to see you again because you got Chiefs football starting up next Thursday. Go get yourself another Super Bowl ring, Julio. Appreciate your help tonight. Hey. You still have Mahomes, you still have Bobby, you still have the Chiefs, you still have the Royals. Man, I don't know if you're into praying, but man. Come on, Vinny. Come on, Lucas. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.